59th lesson. Politics.
Politics has given American English many weird and wonderful words and expressions, from pressing the flesh to mugwumpery.
There are two major parties that dominate the political scene, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, or Grand Old Party. Despite the splendid names, the two parties' symbols are rather less flattering.
The Democrats rally round a donkey, while the Republicans have chosen to be represented by an elephant.
Public officials throughout the land, from sheriffs to the president, are elected by popular vote.
Since the president is elected every 4 years, and the number of terms he can serve is limited to 2, politics is a full-time activity.
If an official remains in office after defeat and has no effective power, we use another animal simile and call him a lame duck.
The USA has a tradition of supporting the underdog, and legislation is aimed at ensuring equal rights for all.
Candidates for office know the importance of obtaining the votes of different social groups and spend much time and energy wooing different ethnic groups or trying to win the labor vote.
But politics is politics all over the world, and politicians can't stop politicking.
Gerrymandering, pork barrel policies, filibusters, all is fair in love, war, and elections.
A journalist once asked a veteran Republican congressman, "What do you think of politics as a career?"
To which the old war horse replied, "Well, I guess it's better than working."
Seriously, though, the history of the United States, from the Declaration of Independence to the present day, is the story of determination and achievement, studded with such famous names as Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Abraham Lincoln.
But while Franklin D. Roosevelt may be remembered for the New Deal and John F. Kennedy for the New Frontier, other presidents have gone down in history for more idiosyncratic reasons.
Martin Van Buren gave the world the most famous and durable of American exports, the word okay.
Theodore Roosevelt was a real frontiersman and a popular reformer, but will be best remembered for giving us the teddy bear.
Calvin Coolidge was famous for his taciturnity rather than for his policies. When a woman at a party said to him,
"Mr. Coolidge, I bet I can make you say 3 words. The president's reply was,
"You lose."
At the end of his first term, he refused renomination with the famous phrase,
"I do not choose to run."
When asked why, he supposedly replied,
"No room for advancement."
His reputation as a man of few words was such that, when he died, Dorothy Parker said,
"Oh, really? How can they tell?"
Humor in politics is vital, and fortunately relatively common, some of it cruel and some of it kind.
For example, when an aide remarked to President Carter that Gerald Ford was a modest man, Carter reportedly replied,
"He has a lot to be modest about."
Politics is a serious business, but when they're not out kissing babies, even politicians can enjoy a joke at their own expense.
Exercises.
In terms of a career, I guess that politics is better than working.
Pork barrel policies. That's a weird simile. What does it mean?
The film features a star-studded cast and spectacular special effects.
He's a wonderful husband, if you can live with his idiosyncrasies.
Why did you leave your last job?
There was no room for promotion.
Why is he so gloomy?
He has a lot to be gloomy about. He's just announced that he won't stand for re-election.